Or just
Maybe just the beginning. You can, I can begin directly, start
great.
directly.
Okay.
Okay, then I think it's the time.
Great. We'll start with our next speaker. Xiaojun will be talking about open Wi-Fi, and I'll hand it over. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I know you are tired or sleepy. It's a long afternoon or long weekend. So my presentation will be in a different way. You don't need to ask question. I will ask question for you to myself. In this way, I try to attract you from beginning to the end. First question, very basic. What is open Wi-Fi? It's not the Wi-Fi that give you open access all over the world. I know there is such a project also called open Wi-Fi. Unfortunately, or fortunately, this is not. The answer is that open Wi-Fi in our project, it represents the open source IEEE 802.11 or Wi-Fi chip design. Before this project, I think many people only have one choice, use some commercial Wi-Fi chip. But after this project, you have one more choice, open source Wi-Fi chip. But in this phase, it's not a real Wi-Fi chip yet. It's running in the IPGA. As you must know that IPGA is or IPGA verification is a very important step before you tape out a real Wi-Fi chip, right? You use IPGA to verify your IC design is correct. So current phase is IPGA design. You can just Google open Wi-Fi. You will find our GitHub repository. Currently, I think it's in top three or top four item in the Google search engine. Well, maybe it depends on your browser or how or your most frequent searching word in your browser. But in my browser, it's the third one. Okay, why we say it's a chip design or Wi-Fi chip? Because it's not like it works not like the USRP or GNU Radio stuff. It's really work like a commercial Wi-Fi chip. You may know or you may not, the commercial Wi-Fi chip actually offer you two things. The first one, the silicon, right? The chip itself. The second thing is the driver. Most of time, I guess we use the Linux driver. Then that's it, right? You insert the dongle, the driver is auto-loaded, or you install it. That's how commercial Wi-Fi chip works. Our design also works exactly in the same way. We offer you the chip design, which is IPGA currently. We also offer you the open source Wi-Fi driver, which works below the Linux native Mac 802.11 Wi-Fi framework. This framework is used for almost all the commercial soft Mac architecture Wi-Fi chip. We also offer you a very tiny tool, user space tool, to communicate with our driver and IPGA. So that's the basic architecture. As you can see, same as commercial chip. Actually, if you go to our demo, you can use your cell phone to connect the Linux run over the chip, and there's host APD, there's a web server. You can access it just like you access commercial Wi-Fi router. Nice. Okay, next question. I guess in your mind is that, is the open Wi-Fi chip better than commercial Wi-Fi chip? Right? That's the quite direct question. Why should I use your chip? Is your chip better? The answer is no. And I remind you, this is not a joke. Disappointed, right?
Yes.
Well, as you may know, those commercial Wi-Fi chip, they support quite new standard, right? AC, AX, and they support many antennas, right? Advanced MIMO processing, IMU MIMO, or high order MIMO. And they also support very high bandwidth. That means very high throughput, right? 20 megahertz, 40 megahertz, until 160 megahertz, right? Those chips are quite advanced. Unfortunately, our chip in this phase is not as advanced as theirs. Currently, our chip works only in 11A, 11G, and 11N mode. In all the frequency below 6 gigahertz, that means you can set it into 2.4 gigahertz or 5 gigahertz, 11AGN, and currently it only supports 20 megahertz, which means the highest throughput is around 50 or 60 megabps, right? The theoretical peak data rate of the physical layer. So it's a technology maybe many years ago the industry has achieved, right? We rebuilt the Wi-Fi chip again by ourselves. Well, I would say maybe so far we identify at least one point, maybe it's attractive or a little bit better than a commercial Wi-Fi chip. The point is that our design currently is based on the system on chip, the Xilinx Zynq FPGA with the ARM processor embedded. In that case, our full Wi-Fi stack, I mean including the from the Linux application to the baseband, are in the same chip. As you can see, the red circle, those Linux operating system, user space, kernel, driver, and FPGA, not the front end. All these things in the same chip. So we have one, well, not so big advantage is that if you ping our node, right? Because it's Linux, you can ping it. It has an IP address. Your echo speed, or the ping round trip latency, is lower than the commercial chip. I think when you do the ping over commercial chip, your round trip ping latency is always, I guess, around 1 millisecond. In our design, you can have around 0.6 or 0.7 millisecond. Because it is a SoC, system on chip, right? So that's why we also need to offer you the Wi-Fi driver. You cannot use any other commercial Wi-Fi driver. Because the commercial Wi-Fi driver always works over the USB bus or PCIe bus, right? But in this chip, there's no